Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're getting right back to the front lines of history. It doesn't matter if you're listening over the air or on the Devil Radio app, our new app. Download it from the Apple and Google store. Download it from our website. Carry it with you wherever you go. Download the Devil Radio app. Okay, we had an event happen over the weekend. An extortion group hacked into a pipeline on the East Coast that carries about half, almost half, of the fuel to that area of the country called Dark Side, extortion racket. And it's not clear at this point whether it was the business side of the pipeline that was hit or some functional side, but what it is going to start to do is to slow up the delivery of fuel on the East Coast and raise taxes, raise prices of fuel there, and the spillover will be national. Remember, we had SolarWind, the Russian hacking into our government, into our private industry. We had Russian hacking into the 2020 election, 2016 election. Joe Biden has finally put into effect some cybersecurity improvements, and I'm going to put in the Matt Flynn Direct improvement after I describe the Biden ones. The Biden ones include things like require multiple authentication factors. You know, when you, if you have an account with a bank or a brokerage firm online and you go on, then frequently they'll say, we're going to send a number, a six-digit number, to the phone that we have on file for this account. And then when you get it, type it in, then you can get onto the information. Well, obviously, if somebody's hacking in, they don't happen to have your phone right there, they can't comply. So that seems very reasonable to me. Very simple. It should have been done a long time ago. He's also, number two, instituting a policy of zero trust on vendors. Any vendor, no matter how long they've been a vendor, gets access only where necessary. And number three, those vendors have to give a certification that they've inspected their software and that there is no defect, bugs, malware in it. And number four, any vulnerabilities that anybody finds who's a vendor to the government has to be reported immediately to the government. Now, that's all well and good, but what does that have to do with private business and pipelines and all that kind of thing? And our power grid, our pipelines are very, very vulnerable. They could shut down a city. Right now, there are extortionists who do this, and then they get ransom. They get ransom from a university, from a municipality. It's time to put a stop to that. So let me give you the Matt Flynn Direct solution. I think we should upgrade that conduct to a felony with its own name. Now what happens is if you're caught, you first of all argue with experts about whether what you did was really bad, and then secondly, you ask for mercy and a lot of other things. I would make it a felony with a mandatory life sentence in prison. I would also try these cases before military courts in Guantanamo, as I would try anybody caught committing a jihadist act, an act of communist terrorism, or an act of terrorism by international gangs. Instead of closing down Guantanamo, I would use them for that purpose. I would not permit civilian lawyers to represent the defendants. The Officer JAG Corps has some very, very good defense lawyers, and they can do it. The decisions of the panel, the tribunal, and the jury would be military officers and senior enlisted men. And it would go to a special court of appeals like the FISA court. And then it would be appealable to the U.S. Supreme Court as a final safeguard. These people, as they're caught, Russian operatives, Dark Side in this case, an extortion operation. You know, there are people in Guantanamo now who are part of 9/11. There was that Major Hassan down in Texas who just shot and murdered enlisted men as they walked by saluting at him. He did that, what, how many years ago? 6, 8, 10 years ago? They're sitting there. Nothing's happened to them because there are all sorts of impediments put in. Well, I'm tired of these impediments. This should be treated like warfare, and it should be very swift justice and certain justice. These people have got to go to prison for life. So these people that try that have to know you're caught, or one of your buddies squeals on you to help himself a little bit, you will go to prison for life. Going to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Good morning, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. Good points this morning. You don't have to answer this right away, but I'll make a straightforward question here on the Biden agenda. He's actually trying to help people that didn't vote for him. But he's not going to get any help from the GOP at this point. It doesn't seem like it anyway. They're too busy doing voting things. And because of that, he's going to have to do this a voting rights bill again. It's unbelievable. But this infrastructure ties into everything. Everything evolves around infrastructure, I think. And, you know, the people who didn't vote for him, they'll get good paying jobs and on it goes. But I think that's the biggest thing facing the country. Well, there's a lot of things here we just talked about, but he basically is going to have to forget about the GOP and any of this stuff, Matt. Is that correct? Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, you know, you raise a very profound point. The irony is Joe Biden is benefiting rural America and some of the Trump voters more than Trump did, or more than any Republican ever has. So did FDR. But the difference is FDR did get a lot of rural votes, and Biden got some, and he got more than a lot of other Democrats. But the irony is that he's instituting policies that benefit Trump's voters, but the Republican congressmen that also represent them won't cooperate with Joe Biden, and they're not getting punished for it by those voters. So what he's got to do is he helps everybody. He's not cherry picking, just, you know, benefiting one segment of voters. Every American he's helping. And when I say help, look, we're a capitalist country, an enlightened capitalist country. We're not a socialist country. We never will be. They want to get jobs. He will make sure that they can get jobs, and then they direct their fate from there. But he has to do it with a 50-50 Senate, where you have one or two senators, Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema, West Virginia and Arizona, respectively, who are very, very reluctant. They have to be tickled under the chin with a turkey feather. That's what has to happen for them. So there you have it. You're right. He's benefiting everybody, but he's only getting support from half of the Congress. You're absolutely right, Paul. Thank you. We're going back to the lines. Bill of Shorewood, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Bill?
Vaccine hesitancy. There's a new poll out by the Kaiser Family Foundation about the vaccine hesitancy among Republicans. It is falling dramatically, thankfully. In March, 29% said they would never get the vaccine. In 1 month, that dropped to 20%. That's a 30% drop among those who steadfastly said they would never get it. So progress is being made there. And I also heard an excellent idea to try to convince some of the others. And that is, you know, you see these little rewards that are being offered, like a free meal at a fancy restaurant if you get vaccinated, or money off of a baseball ticket if you get vaccinated, and so on. These people are basically, these vaccine hesitancy people, they're basically gambling with their own lives and with the lives of people they may spread the disease to. So the idea I heard, and I'd like to suggest to you and your listeners, is instead of offering them money or money off at a restaurant or something like that, offer them a lottery ticket. And the reason is that they're gambling with their own lives, this is another form of gambling, but it is something they might understand a little bit better because of the magic of the remote possibility that they'll receive a gigantic prize if they win the lottery.
Brilliant idea. In fact, we're going to attribute it. I'm not kidding. It's a brilliant idea. First of all, I'm very, very glad to hear that vaccine hesitancy has dropped among Republicans from 29% down to 20%. That's a 9% drop. But as you say, it's a total of a 30% drop when you look at, 29 down to 20, or equivalent of 30 down to 20. Right. But how do you get to the remaining 20? And the answer is, you better. We want herd immunity. We don't want a breeding ground for variants out there. And Bill of Shorewood's idea is a great one, which is a lot of people, they are gambling. They're gambling on their health and so forth. What if we went out with a public service announcement, said you can sign up over these 3 days or whatever and get a vaccine shot and get a free lottery ticket? And the prize right now in Powerball, say at that point is $190 million. $190 million would be very sweet. Luke, could you handle $190 million, you think? I think I could handle it. Luke and I would still be back on the case, but the fact of the matter is, Luke wouldn't call in. Luke would say, I'm there. I'll buy donuts. That's what you'd say, Luke. Am I right?
I mean, I think there might be like 1 or 2 days that I would have to take off to celebrate. But yeah, and I think I'd still be back at work. Who knows? I don't know.
Well, heck, I'd stay on the air. I'm not making the big bucks now anyway. So, yeah, but seriously, Bill of Shorewood has a fabulous idea. So you say, okay, you get a lottery ticket to Powerball. And you're going to get it for, 2 weeks later or whatever. And the prize mounts. And I don't care. It could be down to 40 million. It could be up to 550 million. Now, here's the thing that Bill Shorewood knows very well, and Luke and me, you have about a 250 million chance to do it, to nail it. So what? If you nail that kind of prize, it is life altering. Great idea. Bill, thanks for calling in. We're going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.